Om Shanti. 8th June 2018, Friday. Today's blessing is, may you be a flying bird and overcome all problems by enabling your eternal sanskar to emerge. In your eternal form, all of you are those who fly, but because of a burden, instead of being a flying bird, you have each become a caged bird. Now enable your eternal sanskar to emerge once again. That is, remain stable in your angelic form. This is called easy effort, sahaj purusharth. When you become a flying bird, adverse situation will remain down below and you will go up above. This is the solution to all the problems. So Baba is telling us, in your eternal form, all of you are those who fly, but because of the burden you cannot fly. But now emerge your eternal sanskars. So this emergence of eternal sanskars is a task every Brahmin has to undergo, has to do. And for this, you need few things. This can become a spiritual activity as well. And I was thinking of conducting, or maybe somebody else can conduct some spiritual activity in future on this. How to emerge eternal sanskars? What are the ways? What are the means? What are the tools? What are the weapons we have with which we can emerge the eternal sanskars? Each soul, for that matter, had been in Paramdham. So no matter what sanskars are at present, each soul has got that smriti, has got that recorded sanskars which are eternal, which are very pure, which are supremely pure. And is it possible to emerge all those sanskars? And if suppose somebody emerges all the sanskars, it is so easy to become the embodiment of those sanskars. Just as a boy who was a prince is lost somewhere, or as the story goes, there was a prince and he was good for nothing, and his father, who was king, tried to mend his ways, but to no avail. And ultimately, the father drew that son out of the palace. And that prince was good for nothing, had nothing with him. So he had to travel through some other country, and he became a mendicant, a beggar, begging from one place to another, from one house to another. And thus passed 10 years. And now the king was little penitent, and he thought, who will take care of this kingdom? Who will become the heir of this kingdom? And he sent his ministers to fetch back his son, to find out where that son is. And the prime minister started searching him, ransacking every place, but could not find, thought of traveling to some other country. And the prime minister went to some other country and started searching that prince. And one day he found that that prince is wearing the dress of a beggar and is begging, and he goes there and tells him, you are prince and your father has called you, please come back home. And suddenly that boy that beggar throws off its begging bowl and assumes the kingly pose. And he says, "Where are my clothes?" So he gives him good clothes, royal clothes. And he says, "Where is my chariot?" And he sits in the chariot and he comes as if he is a king. And he is welcomed by his father. So he was a beggar and now he has become prince, king. Why? Sudden emergence of sanskaras. So what can we do so that our divine sanskaras, our eternal sanskar, our anadi sanskar, our adi sanskar, our those ancient, pristine, unadulterated, uncontaminated sanskars emerge? There are 5S, 5R. The first thing to do is remembering. If you want to get stabilized in those eternal sanskars of yours, those supremely pure sanskars, whether you are in Paramdham as a divine point of light, absolutely pure, unadulterated. If you want to emerge that sacrosanct purity, try to remember it. Try to recall. Try to put in mind again. Tell yourself. Try to recall. Yes, this is I am. These are my sanskars. When the soul was in Paramdham, as well as when soul descended down in the golden age, what sanskars were there? What soul consciousness was there? How pure the life was? How beautiful everything was? How was the birth? How were the relationships? How was the behavior? How was the temperament? Everything. See everything. So, first thing to do in emergence of sanskar is remembering all those sanskars. Adi and anadi. Second R is reflection. Think. Cogitate. Meditate. Contemplate. Take some time. And for a while, think of those sanskars. Reflect on those sanskars. These are the supremely pure sanskars of mine. And I was the one who was once upon a time a deity. I was the one who was once upon a time a deity worshipped in temples. We have to remember 5 places, in fact. In our yoga, 5 swarup, 5 forms, we remember our form, but that another yoga of 5 places. The first place is Paramdham, the second place is Satyug, Treta, the third place is temple, the fourth place is Madhuban, and the fifth place is Sukshmavatan. This is known as 5-place yoga. You just remember only the places where you were, not the form, but just the places. That this was the place when I was in Paramdham, I was in Satyug, I was worshipped in temples. This is my form worthy of worship, and I see huge throng of devotees in front of me, worshipping. And I sit in my eternal purity. And because of this purity, all the heads are bowing down. So this is my eternal nature. This is my, that swarup of Dwapar Yug. And now here, my home is Madhavan. And then when I become an angel, I am moving in subtle world. So this is known as 5-place yoga. One is 5-form yoga, which we do. But this sometimes you can practice 5-place yoga. Remember only the places. So the second thing which is needed for emergence of sanskar is reflection on those sanskars. Remembering oneself, who I am, Reflection is churning. Reflection is thinking. Reflection is manthan. Reflection is diving deep. It is vistar. It is expansion of my original form. Remembering is just like that king's son. He suddenly remembered, I am king. So his sanskar emerged. Now he comes home. But there is every chance that he forgets again. So now he sits again. He goes in solitude. And he contemplates. If I am prince, what should be my sanskars? This is reflection. First is instant remembering. But now you sit. One is yad. Another is vichar manthan. Where you expand the point which you have remembered. So that is known as reflection. Reflect on your eternal nature. Reflection is done in solitude. Reflection is done in silence. Reflection takes time. Reflection you think. Reflection you may write. Reflection you may have prior discussion. So reflect. The third thing to do is, I will add the word re to visualization. One is visualization, another is re-visualization. Visualize it again. See it with your mind's eye. See your eternal form in the Paramdham. See your form whilst you were in golden age. See your form whilst when you were being worshipped in temples. See your form as Brahmin or see your form as angel. Any one of these five forms. But visualize and re-visualize. So the third R is visualization. One is to see with this naked eyes. Another is to close the eyes and see. Another is to see with mind's eye. And it is said that to see with mind's eye is 20 times more powerful than to see with these sakar eyes. So revisualize. Then next is rehearsal. Or you can say practice. Rehearse it. Practice it. Practice that form. That yes, I am that. Tattvamasi. You are that. You are not this. But you are that. What you are seeing as yours, that is real, not real. This is not real. To practice the real form. To rehearse that form. Again and again, multiple times throughout the day, at Amrit Vela, during evening yoga, at night, at the time of sleep, and in between whenever you get time, rehearse the form. Then the last R, repetition, repeat. One is to rehearse, to practice, and to repeat that who I am, to repeat that positive affirmation. Who I am, what I am, what was my form, and why I have fallen down, what is the reason for this impurity, why the soul has become patit. So, one has to emerge one's sanskars, so all this 5 R should go on. First, try to remember. My sanskar, my nature. My sanskar is not this which I am manifesting now. This is perhaps under the influence of some vices. This is perhaps under the influences of certain circumstances. But this is not my real nature. This is the eclipse. Some eclipse. Not of Jupiter, but Rahu, Ketu. Or whatever they call. Something like that. So, remember the sanskars. Then, reflect on those sanskars. Second R. Third R. Re-visualize those sanskars. Sanskars or form or places or those times. Then fourth R is rehearse. Rehearse that form. Rehearse being a devata. Rehearse being somebody who is getting worshipped in temples. Rehearse that you are that form of Durga or Hanuman or Ganesh. If I am that, Can I get afraid of anything? What is the vehicle on what Durga is riding on? Lion. She is unafraid. Her nature is not of fear. The fearless deity I am. And the last repetition. Keep on repeating, keep on repeating, keep on repeating. Keep on practicing those positive affirmations. So these are the five things. I will say five are. So in today's Vardhan, Baba is telling one more thing. First is immerse those sanskars, and second is to become flying bird. Second, flying bird. So one has to become a flying bird. So Baba is saying fly. Eight things are necessary for the flight. What are they? First thing is wings. If you want to fly, you need wings. Second, if you want to fly, there should be no chains attached to your feet. Third, if you want to fly, there shouldn't be any cage. Fourth, if you want to fly, you should have that self-confidence that I can fly. And fifth, if you want to fly, you should have the courage to venture into the uncharted sky. If you want to fly, sixth, you should have practice. If you want to fly, seventh, and the most important is this. No, if you want to fly, what thing is necessary? That comes with your wings, desire. So, if you want to fly, you should have very strong wings. Otherwise, you cannot fly. If you want to fly, your feet should not be chained. Otherwise, how will you fly? If you want to fly, there shouldn't be any cage. Otherwise, you won't be able to fly. If you want to fly, you should be filled with confidence that yes, I can fly. Then only you can fly. If you want to venture into that sky, that firmament, which is so full of challenges, you never know what is going to come, what is going to come when. You don't know what clouds, what storms, what wind, what friends, what enemies you are going to encounter in your flight. That is unbeknown to you. So you should have courage to venture into that sky where nobody has yet gone. Then you should have a lot of practice of flying. Otherwise, if you suddenly start to fly, you will fall down. You should have a deep burning desire to fly. Those who have lost the desire to fly, those who are no more interested in flying, those who are attracted to this world and they find this world full of pleasure, how will they fly? They should have that burning, that flaming, that ignited desire. That yes, I want to fly. I want to go out of this limitedness and I want to venture into that unlimited sky. That time the flight will happen. And the most important is the last. What is that? Divine call. You know, there is, I love this. There's a Hindi poem and with that I'll end. This poet has described five stages of flight. The poem is written by Harivansh Rai Bachchan, and it describes there is a mother bird and there is a small bird. Chhod ghosla bahar aaya, dekhi dali, dekhe paat, aur suni jo patte, hil mil karte hai aapas mein baat. Ma, kya mujhko udna aaya? Nahi churugun, tu bharmaya. And the churugun and that small bird comes out of the nest, and he sees everything. He sees the leaves. He sees the flowers, he sees the bud, and he asks, have I learned to fly? And the mother says, no, it is your illusion. Nahi churungan tu bharmaya. It's your illusion that you think that you have learned to fly. You have yet not learned to fly. Dali se dali par pahuncha, dekhi kaliya, dekhe phool, upar utkar fungi jani, niche jhukkar jana mool. Ma, kya mujhko udna aaya? Nahi churungan tu bharmaya. Now, this bird, this small bird who has come out of his nest, now it has started flitting from one twig to another twig. Now it is seeing everything, and now it is going from the top, the last leaf, fungi, and the roots of the tree. And then again he asks, now have I learnt flying? And the mother says, no, not yet. This is your illusion. You feel that you have learned to fly, but you are not able to. You are not flying. Kacche pakke phal pehchane, khaye aur giraye kaat, khane gaane ke sab saathi, dekh rahe hai meri baat, ma kya mujhko udna aaya, nahi churugan tu bharmaaya. Now he has formed friends. He has so many friends. And now it knows this is a ripe fruit and this is raw food. And now it is eating and it is throwing off some of the fruit, the pieces. And then again he asks, mother, have I learned flying? The mother says, not yet. This is your illusion. Is taru se us taru par aata jata hoon dharti ki aur dana koi kahin pada ho chun lata hoon thok thator. With great scrutiny, with minute examination, now I know. Now I can even go from one tree to another tree. And then he again asks the same question, ma, kya mujhko udna aaya? Have I learned flying? Do I know this art of locomotion, flight? Mother says, nahi churugan tu bharmaaya. This is still an illusion. Main neele agyat gagan ki sunta hu anivar pukar. Now I listen that unknown sky is calling me. The divine call has descended. Anivar pukar, that invariable call, I have come. Koi andar se kehta, ud ja, udta ja parmar. Now somebody is saying from within, the conscious is calling from within, go, go, fly high. Ma, kya mujhko udna aaya? Now he asks again, now do I know how to fly? Have I learned this art of locomotion? How have I learned to fly? Aaj safal hai tere dhane. Now, blessed are you. Blessed are your wings. Now you are successful. Aaj safal hai tere dhane. Aaj safal hai teri kaya. And the last mother says, when you receive this divine call for Purusharth, when you receive that inner desire, inner call comes from within, and you feel, now I can no more stay here on this earth, but I have to fly. Anivar gagan ki agyat pukar. That time you cannot stop flying. So Baba is telling two things today. Become a flying bird. For flying things, you need these eight things. Have wings of enthusiasm, of Gyan Yoga. Get rid of all the chains. Shake, throw off all the shackles, all the cages. Develop that confidence. Yes, I can do it because I had done it 5,000 years back. It is not a new thing for me. It is not a new game. It's very easy for me. Practice. Keep on practicing and practicing and practicing and practicing. Yesterday we discussed self-training in solitude. Desire. Desire to fly. I want to fly. And last, wait for the call. You can't do anything for this. This call should come from within. And unless and until this call comes, one has to wait. But you prepare yourself for these seven things and this call will come. And somebody will come, 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 come. And when that call comes, that time, aaj safal hai tere dhane, aaj safal hai teri kaya. And then you will start soaring up high. Om Shanti.